Jamestown High School students hosting first ever Stuff the Civic event, Jamestown Arts Center features new exhibit, Hoops. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown School Student Council has been working on a new project to stuff the civic and address the food needs of the area. Ashlyn Schauer and Jess Chandler are two students working on the project. Chandler says she was inspired by a few events, including a similar event that Fargo schools hold every year.
I got inspired by the penny drive that they do at the middle school, but also I wanted to do something because I think that Jamestown High School can give back to their community, and I don't think we do it enough, and I think that it was important. So I got this idea from the Fill the Dome event in Fargo. They do it every year.
Schauer says when they were approached with the idea, they voted on it and immediately began working on the plan.
Like, kind of just started with Jess. Jess came to the executive board and talked to us about, hey, I want to do something and help out our community. And she came up with the idea and we said, okay, let's do it. So we ended up voting on it as a student council, passing it, making committees, going through those trial phases of how are we going to get this done in time? What are we going to do?
The Stuff the Civic event is set for December 20th. Find out how you can help online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Arts Center has welcomed in artist Dan Smith and his exhibit Hoops through January 18th. Smith of Nanson, North Dakota, has been a professional photographer since 1972.
So it's all basketball hoops from all across the state and basically the western part of the United States. It's really quite interesting.
That's Arts Center Executive Director Mindy Schmitz. Read more at newsdakota.com. And AAA expects a record 115.6 million Americans will travel this holiday season, an increase of 4.3 million people over last year. The holiday period is considered to run from Saturday, December 21st through Wednesday, January 1st. Reporting for NewsDakota.com, I'm Warren Abrahamson.